The Levity Effect, Why It Pays to Lighten Up. Author, Adrian Gostick and Scott Christopher. The Levity Effect is no laughing matter. It's a serious work of notification about the powerful influence of laughter and lightness on an organisational performance and personal health. It proves the theory that you can work hard, reach impressive goals and still have fun doing it. It is really a humorous practical guide filled with real-life examples of what works and what doesn't. The Levity Effect uses serious science to reveal the remarkable power of humour and fun in business and demonstrates that leaders who are light-hearted earn more than average than their peers. The case for levity. Levity has an image problem. For many, it may seem that there are 1,000 reasons not to write about, read about or even think about levity. It is not just about being humorous. Though we discuss how to discover your innate wit and humour, it's not so much about being funny, it's about being fun. Levity is a way to improve a workplace, a presentation, or a relationship in ways that can change our work and our lives for the better. An increasing body of research demonstrates that when leaders lighten up and create a fun workplace, there is a significant increase in the level of employee trust, creativity, and communication. Accordingly, wise leaders learn to discover for themselves the tricks of the levity trade. The path to greatness. Research reveals that great companies consistently earn significantly higher marks for fun. Many people are taught that business is sterile and numbers orientated, with the human element secondary to all else. This hard-nosed mentality goes back to a time when people were thought of as cogs in the machinery, as opposed to now, where people are seen as contributors to the producers of work. When leaders see people as human beings, who are more productive when they are having fun, it makes all the difference. At great companies, fun goes hand in hand with trust. Fun benefits from high trust and vice versa. Since people are trusting, they aren't afraid to make fools of themselves and take more risks. And in turn, trust is reinforced and benefits from the fun experiences people have. Trust gradually develops as managers show their employees that they can laugh at themselves and can use levity to diffuse tense situations. These managers come across more approachable, which also fosters rapport and eases stressful times. They understand that the levity at work doesn't just mean fun and games. Sometimes it's as simple as unfurrowing a brow or relaxing clenched jaws. There is statistically significant correlation between your manager's sense of humour and your willingness to remain with an organisation. Clearly, there are as many different leadership styles as there are people. But a sense of humour is essential regardless of the leadership style. Humour is a funny thing. Maybe your promotion to management was more of a result of doing your job well or bringing some newfangled idea to the table rather than your ability to manage a team of actual human beings. Studies on group decision-making show that people who use more humour tend to yield greater influence over group decisions. People just work harder for people they like. Levity helps foster respect and positive relationships with employees. It also makes the work itself more palatable. Humour doesn't always invoke laughter. A sense of humour is deeper than laughter, more satisfying than comedy, and delivers more rewards than merely being entertaining. A sense of humour sees the fun in everyday experience. It's more important to have fun than it is to be funny. A recent study revealed that the most significant work-related employee complaint was poor communication with management. An amazing 64% of employees claimed that poor communication interfered with their work. Levity effect, respect. In stressful environments, respect and trust help alleviate pressure. Great leaders simply show a lot of respect for their people. But sadly, many employees we spoke with say they feel invisible, and it's hard to laugh when you think or feel that way. Levity is the link between trust, respect and the engagement of workplace. When atmospheres of friendships are present at the workplace, then employees will take those qualities of trust and respect and turn them into gold for the organisation. Levity effect, health. Laughing can improve your overall health. Levity has become a subject study to address questions of employee stress, which leads to burnout, decreased job satisfaction, and eventually turnover. Levity has also been linked to higher incidences and levels of productivity. Loyalty, cooperation, and problem solving. As we stated earlier, studies have shown that happy workers are more productive. Levity effect, wealth. Leading with levity is proven to increase upward mobility and salary levels. Research shows that up to 3 in 10 workers don't feel committed to their organisations and don't plan to stay for more than a couple of years. During a trial period where humour was incorporated into the workplace of the studied environments, turnover fell by 21%. Good athletes know when they train, they stress their bodies. They also know that when they can't do it continuously or they will break down, it's the same thing in business. So you work hard, but then you have to back off. You have to relax and let the work muscles rebuild. A growing body of research supports the claim that humour increases productive work behaviours, as it does at all levels. In fact, funny executives perform better. The executives who had been ranked as outstanding used humour more than twice as often as the average, and most of their humour was positive or neutral. While great leaders certainly project an image of seriousness, at the same time they demonstrate an ability to laugh at themselves. Ways to have fun at work. There are ways to apply the levity effect at work. When you reach a goal, have the executives prepare breakfast for everyone. Give employees some flexibility, like working from home. Have employees elect a new manager for the day from their ranks. Have meetings outside or at a local park. Give out a Happiest Person Award. Buy books for your team and have a book club. Discuss the book each week at a team lunch. Find fun ways to show off your products to customers. Do something nice for an employee's family. Create a break room that really gives your employees a break. Change hours in the summer. Create a yearbook for your team with pictures and stories of accomplishments during the year. Give employees their birthdays off with pay. Inject some levity into your trainings. Levity IQ. Leading with levity is about developing lightness of manner. Levity is equated with having a sense of humour. Too many people wrongly assume that sense of humour means that you're hilarious. Not necessarily. Very few hilarious people walk the same work halls at the same time. The levity effect is aimed at the majority of us who simply possess or wish to develop a stronger sense of humour, in the hopes that it will help us develop into more effective leaders. If you think work is no laughing matter, the joke's on you. The levity effect uses serious science to reveal the remarkable power of fun and humour in building a productive, engaged and loyal workforce. If you doubt levity is good for business, consider this. Light-hearted leaders earn more on average than their peers. Entertaining workplaces breed more loyal employees and happier customers, and employees who are considered humorous are vastly more likely to get promoted, especially to senior positions.